guys.
Hi.
Wow, that was brilliant singing and dancing. I'm so impressed. We could do a DVD ourselves just with you people. That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And wasn't the play good? I thought it was really good. I learned so much from it. So that's why we're going to think about what happened in the play and what exactly God was doing and what Moses was doing and what he was meant to do, okay? So I really am going to see how well you were listening and looking and see how much you understood it, because I know you did, and I know you probably knew it before you even saw the play. So before we start talking about the play, who can remember last week, any of you that were here in your classes, we talked about Moses, but can you remember what we said about Moses? What did we learn about? He wasn't an adult when we learned about him last week. What was he? Who can remember? And what happened to him? Tegan, what happened to him? No, an old man would be the end of his life. Ella. He was a baby. Last week we talked about this baby who was going to be killed because the Egyptians didn't want too many baby boys being born. But what happened to the baby? Why did he not? How did he not get killed? What happened? What did they do to the baby to stop him being killed? What did they do to stop him being killed? Rebecca.
They put him away.
Where did they put the basket? How come it was safe?
In the river.
Why was the basket safe? Where was it hidden?
The Egyptians never looked there.
They never looked by the river. So the basket was hidden in the grass beside the river. And do you remember, wasn't it organized that the princess, by Moses' sister Miriam, the princess, took the baby back to where? Where did he grow up, Tegan?
The palace.
To the palace, imagine. So he was going to be killed because the Egyptian king didn't want any more Hebrew Israelite babies being born. But he ended up living in a palace and growing up in a palace. I wonder who organized that. Was it his mother? God organized that. From the very beginning, he thought, no, this baby, God would have been very sad about all the babies that were killed. Okay, that would have made him very sad. But and they wanted Egyptians, didn't they? They wanted to keep the Egyptian power. So today, we had Moses, who had grown up in a palace. Now, he wasn't in a palace anymore. What was he today in our play? What was he in our play today?
He
was a shepherd on the Mount Horeb, okay, and he was minding the sheep. And all of a sudden, he noticed. Tegan, what did he notice? Yeah, absolutely. Why was the bush burning? Why was the bush burning? Yeah. Why did God set the bush burning? Absolutely, but why did he send the bush burning? What was that for? Tegan.
So he could tell him what he wanted Moses to
hear. Yeah, he could catch his attention so that Moses would really believe that this was God. Nobody else could do that. But did the bush burn away into like a shriveled up little, ashes? Did it burn to ashes?
No!
No! What happened? Tegan, what happened? The bush? Yeah, flames, and the bush didn't burn. Okay, it was called the burning bush, but that's because there was flames. But it didn't burn away, and disappear. It stayed where it was, but the flames were just a signal to Moses that this was God doing this. Because if it was just a bush on fire, everything else would go on fire, wouldn't it? And it would just spread, and it would be one big fire. But it was one bush with flames as a signal that this is God. Two amazing things happened to Moses, and we'll talk about why. What happened to him in our play? What things happened? Two things. What was the first thing?
God spoke to him.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing. But what happened to Moses himself that it was a sign from God? Yeah, okay.
His hand just turned all white and red.
Yeah, it was a sickness, okay? All of a sudden his hand, it was leprosy. Yeah, his hand was sick. It had leprosy, which was a bad sickness then. And then when it went back in, God did what to it?
Healed him.
He healed it. So God was able to do that. That was power that God had. And the second thing that he wanted Moses to do to show the people how powerful he was, what was it, Tegan? Yeah, okay. And why did God do that? Why did God do those two things? Well, he did three things, actually, but these are in our play. Why did he do those two things? Yeah, and God wanted Moses to tell the people, didn't he? But the people, what did Moses, first of all, Moses is only human. And what did he say? Debbie, what did he say?
He said that people
would
listen to him.
He said, me? You want me to go? And he already knew that he had a bad name there because they didn't think he was too good, those people back there in Egypt. And God was sending him back to tell them about God, and he was like, I can't do this. They're not going to listen to me, you know? But what did God say? What did he say to him? What did God say to him, yeah?
I will help you.
I will help you, that's right. Does anybody know, this is a bonus question, does anybody know, and we didn't have it in the play today, does anyone know who went with Moses and who Moses asked to come with them to speak for him? Is it Ronan?
Cormac.
Okay.
Aaron.
Well done. Brilliant. Brilliant. Fantastic. It was Aaron. Because Moses said, I can't speak. I'm no good at talking. As he said in our play, I don't stand up in front of the class. I'm not a talker. I can't tell the people. So God said, Aaron will be your voice, Moses. Aaron will speak for you. He's a man who can speak. He will speak for you. So the reason why we have all these flames today, and we have our burning bush here, but we also, and we have another bush over here that's going to be used, and we're going to stick it up in our class to remind us. And all of you guys have found these flames, which is brilliant. And what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to think, do you think God chooses you to do things? Do you think he does? I think he does, you know, because you're all God's children. We're all God's children. And God chooses us to do things just like he chose Moses. And I wonder if there's anyone else he chose in the Bible. Few people. Who did he choose? People who are like you and me, just like you and me, just normal, like living their lives, and then God just asked them to do something. Who did he choose? Aisling, do you know?
Samson.
He chose Samson. Well done. I wasn't thinking of that one. Brilliant. Yeah? Elijah. Fabulous. Brilliant. And Elijah had an amazing, something appeared to Elijah like the burning bush, didn't it? A cloud. One person, we're coming up to that time now when he might have spoken to this, it's a lady. Who did he speak to around this time of year? Were you thinking?
There's fiery horses.
Yeah.
Heaven.
That's right, yeah. God did amazing things, didn't he, in the Bible? What about a lady who he spoke to around about now? Coming up to Christmas? Who would he have spoken to coming up to Christmas and he told her she had to do something? Very important. Very, very important. And she said, what, me? I can't do that. Who did he talk to?
Mary.
A woman just in her house doing her everyday things, and God appeared, his angel appeared to her. And David, he chose David to do an important job. There's so many people like you and me who God has chosen. But you know what? He can choose us to do things that we don't really notice either. Like worship, like singing songs, like praying, like drawing pictures for him, like helping people, like telling other people about him, like praying. They're all the things God can choose us to do. All of us. He chooses all of us to do things for him. All our lives, okay? Not just once, maybe lots of different things. Maybe it's to go and give food to someone who doesn't have food. And we can do that, and God knows we can. So the reason why you guys are going to get a flame each, it doesn't matter if it's not the flame you found, you're going to get a flame each, and you're going to write your names on this. Because you are like flames to God. Each one of us is like a flame to God. Because he chooses each one of us to do things. And we're going to stick it on our bush on there, and all of a sudden that bush is going to turn into a burning bush for God. You can do your face on this if you like. You don't have to do your name. And we're going to stick them on that there. And we will remember every time we look at this that God chooses us to do things just like he chose Moses. Okay? So I'm going to give you, or if you want to all come up and take a flame, and we'll give you a marker, and you can write your name or draw your face, and also be thinking about what do you think God chooses you to do? What do you think you can do for God?
While all the boys and girls are at the front, and John, I might get you. John, could you just give Zach a hand? While the boys are at the front, Dennis has felt led, just like the way we're talking about Moses being chosen, to start something in our church called Mainly Music. And I want to chat with her today about what it is. And so we all know a little bit of something that's going on in the church that you might not have heard about, and that you guys can pray for her and the team, and we can encourage her in what's going on. So Dennis, what is Mainly Music?
Well, Mainly Music, I came across it first of all. I have a sister who lives out in New Zealand. And Mainly Music started with two women about, it'll be 20 years next year actually. They wanted to do something in their church for families with young children in their locality. So I think they were kind of early childhood trained, or they had an interest anyway in children. And they set up Mainly Music is a morning, basically, whereby the families come and you do a half hour together of singing and rhymes and movement and using different props. But the way they've put it together is it's a really kind of educational half hour, whereby they're learning their colours and their numbers, but also the main idea behind it is obviously the church reaching out to the local community. So they also have God songs in there, songs about, you know, the Lord making the world and everybody's made by him and that the Lord loves us. So that's basically what it is. When I was out in New Zealand 2 or 3 years ago, my sister had been running it in her church for, gosh, about 8 years or so. And I was able to go along with Gillian, with Ethan, who was about 18 months at the time. And I just thought, wow, this is something, it's really simple to run, because when you join Mainly Music, they send you this resource package twice a year with all these new songs, with all the ideas, all the sessions are laid out for you. All you need is kind of about a team of 6 people to put it together, and then you're ready to rock and roll. So myself and Catherine, between having babies and stuff, it took us a few years to get it together. But we started it up in February. After a lot of preparation, and we've a great team now of about 5 or 6 people who come along every Thursday morning. And from February to the summer, we struggled a little bit with numbers, and it kind of suited us as well, though, because we were only getting going and we were learning the songs and the team were learning about kind of how to put the morning on for people. So coming back in September then, we advertised it a little bit more, and we've been praying over the summer just about where God was taking this ministry. And since September, Mainly Music has exploded, basically. We come in on a Thursday morning and there's just more and more people coming through the doors. I think since September we've had almost close to 40 different families come. Not all on the one day, thankfully, because that would just be too many. But we had about 20, 22 people last Thursday. And it's just so wonderful to kind of do the little half-hour session, sing the songs. People are coming through the doors. They're wondering what goes on here. Is this a church that's working? They start to ask questions. They're getting to know that this is a working church and that Mainly Music is a ministry here. Initially, I think when people come, they think it's my business or something, that I have this franchise and putting on, you know, I'm making loads out of this. But bit by bit, they're realizing that we as a church want to provide this for them. And also, because people are coming regularly now, they're getting to know each other and they're networking. And as a team, we're able to pray, you know, for specific people and different things. We sit and we chat with them. We're getting to know them. And it's just great to be able, first of all, to provide such a brilliant service Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really good thing to put on. And also just to be able to share the Lord bit by bit. Mainly music isn't about kind of in-your-face evangelism. It's about relationship. It's about being intentional on a Thursday morning in building friendships with the families that come through the doors. So we're really looking forward to now coming up to Christmas, just being able to invite them to come to the nativity play, to come to the carol celebration as they've got to know us. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we're just really excited what the Lord is doing. He's bringing these people. They're coming from Inchicore, Kilmainham, Smithfield, Drumna, Crumlin, and it's just a really great time on a Thursday morning. So,
isn't that fantastic? I just think I remember when we were talking about it and starting it, and we were trying to figure out how to tell people and how to get the word out, and you go and you stand at school gates and you give out flyers and everyone tries to avoid looking at you, and you're like, okay, so what's the right group of people that we're trying to reach, and what's the right... And it's just amazing and very humbling to see how you do something really small, and it was just really on Dillis's heart, and you just have a great heart for it, and you persevered in you know, it takes a long time to set these things up, and to see the way the Lord suddenly just takes something like a little flame and just takes it and sets it on fire. So Dillis, how can we pray for you when we're thinking about Mainly Music?
Our big prayer at the moment is we need one more person on the team, at least one more person who can actually learn to lead the sessions. At the moment, there's really only myself who's kind of able to take that load on board of learning the songs and learning how to present it. So we need that one more team member to do that. I suppose, yeah, we can just pray that we really will build relationships. You know, I know we're probably not going to build relationships with 20 people on a Thursday morning, but just to pray for those specific people who are coming along who are kind of interested in, oh, well, this is a church and what goes on here, and maybe just that the Holy Spirit will touch them on a Thursday morning through the little songs that we sing, you know, and that we'll really get to know these families and be able to bless them. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dillis. So isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just a wonderful...